Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I'm Jen Bank. I am CEO of the PeopleStack. I am a career coach for technical managers. And the topic for this week is myth busting, and particularly the myths that exist around how do you win the tech leadership career game. What are the rules to upgrading your career as a technical leader? And one of the really huge realizations that Rob and I have had lately is that, hey, we think it's cool to frame your career as a game. You know, if you take life too seriously, it's way too exhausting. So yes, let's gamify this. Let's have some fun with this and let's have some serious fun with it. And what we've realized is that the reason why so many of our clients are stuck when they first start working with us is because they think that the rules are A, B, and C, when really they're X, Y, and Z. So in other words, they're playing a completely different game with different rules. And so I want to, and this week we're busting some of the myths around what are the rules for how to upgrade your career. And in the last episode, I busted one of the biggest myth around tech skills and upgrading your tech skills, thinking you need to upgrade your tech skills. So definitely check that one out, because spoiler alert, it's a myth that you need to upgrade your tech skills in order to become a better leader. It's about leadership skills. Today, I want to address one of the other myths, and that's about job hopping. So when we talk with folks, particularly folks, technical managers, technical leaders, who want to earn a higher salary, that they know, you know, that part of the byproducts of creating a larger impact as a leader, of winning more as a technical leader, part of the byproduct of that impact is your income. Income equals impact. And so a really easy way to measure your success, to keep score as a technical leader, is what are you earning? Now, I want to be clear that this is only one way to keep score. You know, we have clients, for example, who, you know, they're already earning 300, 400, half a million a year, and they're losing because they're burnt out, because they're feeling unfulfilled, because they're feeling like they're just stuck, and they, like, they close their laptop at the end of the day and they just feel empty inside. So that's definitely a case where your earnings do not reflect whether or not you're winning. We also have clients who, for example, work for nonprofits who make substantially less than 200K a year, 150K a year, but they feel so fulfilled. Their heart is just giddy with wanting to go to work. So there's definitely, it's not a hard and fast rule, but income is definitely one of the ways to keep score. Am I earning what I'm worth? And when you look at it from that perspective, people often say, okay, how can I make more money? Right? How can I make even more of an impact, a substantially more impact, having substantially more freedom and ability to shine as a technical leader? And and earn a significant raise for that as well. And the thing that often comes to people's mind is, oh, I'm going to change jobs. That the best way and the only way to earn a significant raise anywhere, whether it's as a technical leader or not, is to change jobs. That's not true. Look, it is one way to do it. And if it's on mission for you and you're working somewhere that you don't like, and it's either because it's a toxic culture or because it doesn't, you know, it just doesn't vibe with you, or that like the products that you're making, the customers, the clients that you're serving, the people who you work with are just not your people. It's just not a fit. Then yes, leave, right? Go on the job market and leave. And as long as you have the right support and as long as you have the right systems, there's a fairly good chance that you're going to earn a raise along the way. So changing jobs isn't always about, I want to earn more money, right? It's like a lot of people say, well, I'm earning good money, so I shouldn't change jobs. It has nothing to do with that, right? It's, are you working somewhere where you love it? That's like, do you absolutely love it? Do you want to hop out of bed every morning? Because that's what you deserve. And if you don't have that, then it's time to move on. I just want to like set these caveats before I start talking about what are the keys to unlocking higher paychecks, because this is not cut and dry. This is not black and white. I live in shades of gray. Like this gray hoodie that I have on right now, it is officially fall in New England. So it's hoodie weather. So I feel it's important to frame this conversation with these caveats. Pay is not always a reflection of whether you're winning in your career. Changing jobs is not always a good thing to do, especially if you love your job. If you hate your job, then leave, not because it's going to get you a higher paycheck, for other reasons, right? So keep all of this stuff in mind as I'm talking about this. But at the end of the day, is changing jobs, is job hopping the only way to earn a substantial raise and be able to make even more of a substantial impact as a technical leader? The answer is no. It's not the only way. Is it one way to do it? Yes. Yes. Have some of our most successful clients earned huge raises by hopping from one job to the next? Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's not the only way. We've also had clients who earned substantial raises, 25, 30, 35% or more, by negotiating internally, by finally getting that job title bump, by finally earning that promotion internally, because they wanted to keep working for the job that they were at. And they realized, wow, I haven't made it clear that I want to get to this next level. I haven't took a stand for myself and said, hey, look, I've been asking for this raise for the last 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, and I haven't gotten it yet. It's time for me to take a stand and evangelize my excellence and earn that. So that's absolutely another way, is to earn a promotion and a raise internally. You have, if you work somewhere where you love, it's actually better, it's actually easier, it's actually more fun to earn that raise internally than to go out into the unknown on the job market. The unknown can be fun, but if you love where you work, leverage the resources that you have available to you, my friends. You have amazing amount of resources if you love where you work and you want to earn more and you want to make more of an impact. Use them. And some of the biggest resources you have are the relationships that you have cultivated over the time that you've been working there. And it's time to take those relationships to the next level. It's time to advocate for yourself and to get other people to advocate for you so you can finally earn that raise, finally earn that promotion. One of the other ways that some of our clients have been able to earn substantial raises, one of the other keys to unlocking higher paychecks so that you can earn 200, 250K, 300K or more as a technical leader is it's also an internal option. And it's essentially what some folks might call a lateral move. So in other words, it's not, so I would actually call it more of a diagonal move. So people talk about upward moves, so upward moving, right? So you're working for this same department silo, however your organization, you know, breaks up departments, or if you're working for a startup, it's, you know, whatever they decide to call it, but you're basically just moving up. Like you're essentially, your responsibilities are within the same realm, but you're doing it at a higher level and you earn that promotion. Versus a lateral move would be like, for example, you know, say you work for a larger organization and you were a software engineering manager in the mobile department, you know, and you were focused more on the mobile apps and the mobile stuff and things. But then a lateral move would be, instead of focusing on the mobile stuff, you may focus more on, you know, just another area, you know, whether it's working with, you know, UI, the UI developers, or working with the data analysts, or working with IT, or whatever that different focus might be. So you're still a software engineering manager, but because most likely this is the case where you work for a larger organization, the focus is just different. That usually doesn't come with a raise, but it can. It absolutely can. There's also the diagonal moves, right, where you move over and up. So in other words, we need you over here and we're going to give you a promotion associated with that. So that's another way to think about just yet in the infinite realm of opportunities for unlocking higher paychecks. That's another way to do it, is that diagonal move. The other thing that can happen internally is essentially a new role is created for you. So it could end up being a diagonal move. It could end up being an upward move. It could also end up being like one of those funky moves that the rooks do in chess, or one of those funky moves that the horses, what are the horses, the knights do in chess. Another move, in other words, like you're doing this L-shaped thing and it's all this funky stuff. Essentially, a new position is created for you. A new department is created. A new focus is created. So never rule that out, internally or externally, by the way. Just because the position doesn't exist yet doesn't mean that it can't exist. We've had so many examples of this happening internally and externally. So we've had clients, for example, who have done this internally, right? So it's sort of like, this is my area of expertise, right? I'm really great at, for example, training new developers. I'm really good at training the ICs. I want to focus on that. I want to focus on training and development. And people like carve a niche for themselves within their organization as being awesome at that one particular area. And then a new division, a new department, or a new project is created for them, and they head that project. So when Rob, my husband, COO of the People Stack, was working for essentially a tech consulting firm, he wasn't even a manager at that point. He was an IC, but he was a rising IC. He was a software developer. That was his thing. He was like, he wanted to set the standard for what it was to code well, for coding best practices. So he earned a raise and a promotion to the area of, well, so he was still doing some IC work, but part of his time also was working on developing a center of excellence, a center of coding excellence, a center of training excellence. And he led trainings and he brought in outside speakers and he was in charge of making sure all of the other developers, all of the other ICs were really meeting and exceeding the bars for what it meant to be excellent at their jobs. So that's like what an example of what can happen internally. And then when you're on the job market, like sky's kind of the limit there, right? Because there's so many possibilities. We've had multiple times when clients who were on the job market and talked with people about a position that they didn't really want. They wanted to be that person's manager, right? So don't rule it out. Like just because it's like, oh, well, they're hiring for an IC kind of a position or maybe a senior level IC or a tech lead kind of position. If it's a company that you really want to work for, just chat with them. And so, because what happens and what the pitch basically becomes is I see how you want to expand this area, whether it's mobile or info security or product development. And I see how you're hiring for an individual contributor, like a senior level individual contributor here, but you guys really have a lack of leadership in this area. Like how are your managers doing? Oh, well, we don't have any managers. Great. I'd love to do that. Let's chat. So a new position is created for you. There was no rec for it. You helped to create it. You helped to create that job rec because what you're doing is you're opening up new possibilities for them too, for that organization, whether it's internally or externally. Oh, wow, you're right. We never thought of it that way. We really need leadership in this area and we want you to do that. So don't rule any of these possibilities out, guys, whether it's internal, whether it's external. Yes, one way to unlock higher paychecks is a technical leader when you're playing the technical leadership upgrading game is absolutely to move to another job, to hop. It's a spirited hop to another job. That's great, but don't do it just for the money. Do it because you don't like where you are and it's not a fit and you're ready to spread your wings and do new things. If you're happy where you are, spread your wings internally. There are so many possibilities out there that people just overlook. Don't overlook those opportunities. Don't overlook that potential. There is unlimited potential out there on the job market. There is unlimited potential out there because you are an intelligent, committed technical leader who is full of integrity, who is ready to inspire others, who is ready to serve others at the highest level. Because that's who you are, don't settle. Don't settle for what everybody else is doing. Because if you do what everybody else is doing, you got to play by their rules. Make up your own rules. Then you get to set the standard. You get to say, this is what winning is. I'm going to set the bar. I already exceed it. Who wants to come join me? That's what I want you to do. And look, at the end of the day, I know that this is not easy to do on your own. And it's not easy to do surrounded by a bunch of people who are naysayers, surrounded by a bunch of people who want to play by the normal rules, who think that the rules of this game of how to upgrade your career as a tech manager, that the rules are, I got to focus on my tech skills. I got to get more certifications. I got to make sure that I spend hours on coding projects so that I don't lose my tech skills. They're playing it that way. They're like, oh, we got to hop from job to job. Oh, we just got to put our heads down and just hope and pray that we get recognized. That then they're playing their rule, their game that way. It's really hard to play a new game when you're surrounded by people who are playing the other one that doesn't work. So that's why we're here. That's why we're here to help. We're here to inspire you. We're here to show you the way It invites you to be a part of a family of people who also want to break the rules, who also want to set a new bar for what it means to be an excellent technical leader. Let us be your GPS. Let us be your eyes, your ears, as you jump into the unknown. Whether you want to upgrade your career by looking for an internal promotion, or whether you want to do that externally, or you want to do it one of the other ways that I talked about today. It's really hard to do that without a GPS, without someone to show you the way, without someone who has been there and done that. And what we do, we raise the bar for that. We don't just give you one person. You don't just get me, although you do. Great. I'm not going to sell myself short there. You also get Rob, who has 20 plus years of technical leadership experience, and we retired him in January to join the People Stack full time. You also get our team of expert coaches to help you along the way, to make sure that everything is dialed in from your resume to your mindset and everything in between. You also get to be a part of a community of other People Stack badasses as well, other technical leaders just like you who are absolutely committed to achieving career transformation, who are absolutely committed to earning at least 200K as a technical leader because you know that reflects the impact that you're adding, who are absolutely committed to living their lives with Zen-like work-life balance because we don't settle. We don't settle for just okay. We don't settle for a ho-hum existence. We know that what's possible is beyond our wildest imagination. So here's your permission slip. Dream wildly. And let us help you do that. And let us help you make those dreams come true. So if that's you, if this is resonating with you, I want you to book a call with us right away. ThePeopleStack.com/book. You're going to go to that web. You're going to go to that site. It's going to show you our calendar. Pick a time that works for you. Choose your time zone. Pick a time that works for you. It literally takes like 2 seconds, guys. Just pick a time, put in your name, your email, and your phone number, and it'll be in your calendar and it'll be in our calendar. Show up to that call, coachable. Show up to that call, ready to get to the truth about what it's going to take to build your dream career. And it is going to be the most clarifying, the most valuable conversation that you've ever had about your technical career. ThePeopleStack.com/book. So to wrap up, if you're playing the how do I upgrade my technical career game, if you're playing that game by the wrong set of rules, you're never going to win. You're never going to win. So know the rules and don't just follow what everybody else is doing. Don't follow the lemmings off the cliff. They're settling. They're settling for the ho-hum existence. They're settling for the ho-hum salary. They're settling for the ho-hum level of impact. That's not you. Realize what the rules of the game actually are and also realize you get to rent them. It's your career. Stand up and shine and rise up as the amazing, authentic, assertive servant leader that you are. That's it for the day, folks. Talk again soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.